Jamhuri ya Zimbabwe.
Very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, July 27th, 2022. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube. Tonight on the Diaspora Forum, we are talking about a nationwide stay away by civil servants in Zimbabwe who are unhappy about low pay and poor working conditions. They are demanding salaries of up to $840 for the lowest paid worker. Currently, the lowest paid government worker is getting about $50 per month and an allowance of $175. They receive their pay in the Zimbabwe dollars, which has been hard hit by inflation. There are more than 300,000 civil servants in Zimbabwe. Government says it can pay their salaries in foreign currency. Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition and other organizations are also planning a nationwide strike over poor pay. The high cost of living and human rights violations are also some teething issues. Police last week denied them permission, saying they did not follow some provisions of the Maintenance of Peace and Order Act. Yebokambe zulukandaba namhla sikhuluma ngodaba lwezisebenzi zikahulumende ezikhalala umsebenzi ngenxa yeholo eliphansi. Siyabona ukuthi isebenzi esihola imali khona manje sithola $52, ikanti ke bona bafuna $840. Okwamanje izisebenzi zikhalele umsebenzi zizihlalele ngekhaya, kodwa bathi impilo ingani ibuhlungu kakhulu. Bathola khonoko ke okuyingcosana, kodwa kukhanya kuyabahlupha. Now our first guest is Mr. Goodwill Daterera, spokesperson of the Zimbabwe Teachers Association. Welcome to the show, Mr. Daterera.
Yes, good evening. Thank you very much. How are you?
Very fine, sir. How are you?
Yeah. I'm still reeling under poverty.
Yes, we are told that civil servants are supposed to be on strike or on a stay away. What's going on?
Yes, I can confidently tell you that we have a confederation in Zimbabwe. The Zimbabwe Confederation of Public Sector Trade Unions. And so all the federations that organize under the Zimbabwe Confederation of Trade Unions sat down and agreed to wage that two-day stay away for various reasons, of course. I can confidently speak of the rest of the civil servants organized under PSA, the Public Service Association, the Ministry of Health, organized under Nurses Federation of Zimbabwe, Education, organized under FEUZI, or the Federation of Educators Union of Zimbabwe. Of course, there are various unions that come under it, and the ZINTA is one of them. This is why I am also appearing on this station.
So now your demands are that you are looking at having a pay increase. What exactly do you want? You know, because the government said it gave you 100% a 100% salary increase, and you actually declined it. So what's going on now?
Okay, in Zimbabwe we have a defective National Joint Negotiating Council, where it is not under the current Section 65 of the Constitution, we are still organized under a statutory instrument, Instrument 141 of 1997, which doesn't give us a collective bargaining powers. And what we have done at NJNC is to make a presentation through the Confederation of the Public Sector Trade Unions and the negotiators representing them to say, let's give government something that is practical and happening on the ground. You realize that in Zimbabwe, we are using the RTGS, or our Zimbabwean dollar,
mm-hmm.
and we are also using multi-currencies, but mainly the U.S. dollar. So the government gives us 175 as an allowance, and of course they have placed 100% for our teachers. This is 36,000, amounting to less than 50 U.S. dollars. Against, of course, the Consumer Council declared the PDL figures of over 130,000, which they have admitted to say is now difficult to calculate.
Mm-hmm.
The Zimstats, which is the government, which is way above, again, 110,000. And Zimta has a research desk. And it is that research desk that came up with 840, because in Zimbabwe, inflation is also taking its toll on the U.S. dollar, in as much as it is on the RTGS. Now, our demands at the Apex Council level is that we are demanding that they give us salaries in U.S. dollars. Why? Because what is happening is with the U.S. dollar, they give us fine, and we thank the government for that. There is nothing political on everything that I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm.
And but on the RTGS, I think this is kind of hoodwinking us. Why do I say so? Because once you get the RTGS, you have to leave your workplace, and that affects productivity at the workplace. And go into the street to get U.S. dollars, because the shops, the goods, the services, medicals, rentals, transport, you name it, is charged in U.S. dollars. So once you get the RTGS, you still have to...
What is the way forward? 10 seconds. What's the way forward?
The way forward is that government must just give us our salaries in U.S. dollars.
And do you think it's strategic, guys? Can I move out as well?
We think that the government has the capacity to do that. And, of course, we know the government will not give us without a fight.
Thank you very much. That was Mr. Goodwill Tatereda, spokesperson of the Zimbabwe Teachers Association. He is in Chekutu. Let's take a brief break. Please stay tuned. For those that have just joined us, joined our show today, please note that we are streaming the discussion live on Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. You can also find us on our website, www.voandebele.com, www.voashona.com and www.voazimbabwe.com. You can also send us messages right now on our social media platforms. Opposition parties in Zimbabwe's political actors dialogue say there's need to implement a set of electoral reforms before the 2023 general elections so that the country may conduct free, fair and credible elections. Professor Lovemo Matuku, leader of the National Constitutional Assembly, is a Polap member. He has this to say about their proposals, which may be rejected by the ruling ZANU-PF party.
Polap has published 16 proposals. These are proposals to amend the Electoral Act or to change our law to ensure that there will be a reasonably free and fair election. We have so many of those, but the examples I can give, one is some equitable access to the media, what we may, if we are ambitious, call it equal access to the media. But we are focusing on equitable access, meaning that each political party that is contesting, each candidate contesting, must be given a minimum time that they can utilize to as far as they want, but within a minimum term on what we call public media. Public media would mean public television, would also mean public newspapers like the Herald and so forth, those that are owned by the state. So we'd want that. Then the second one, which I can give an example of, is the regulation of political meetings and campaigns. We want to reduce the involvement of the security apparatus, especially the police, in saying this meeting must go on, this meeting must not go on. So we would regulate them. We have put in positions like if there are less than 50 people having a meeting, there might be no need to inform the police much ahead and so forth. You can go around with your door-to-door campaign by simply passing through a police station and notifying them that that's what you are doing without them having anything that they will interfere with. Then we also have issues to do with the voter registration, last-minute voter registration. We want to give people at least a month after the announcement of the election date, which must be 3 months ahead. The first month after the announcement of the election date, there must be room for people to register to vote. Then we also want to reduce the time that it takes to announce election results. Currently, the law allows up to 5 days for ZEC to do that, so we want that to be much reduced.
Mm-hmm. So when do you expect that these changes will be effected?
Well, we have in plan, we think that by end of September, there would be clarity on the movement by Parliament to be dealing with that, because currently the Minister of Justice is working on an amendment bill. And then our hope is that perhaps by end of September.
Are you confident that the ruling party will take on board all these proposals?
I'm very confident that they'll take into account most of the proposals. They may not take into account everything. I remember Pollard is not government. Pollard can only recommend. And when you recommend, you shouldn't expect 100% acceptance.
Professor Lovemo Matuku is the leader of the National Constitutional Assembly. We also had a chat with Wanele Hlabangana, leader of the Opposition Republican Party of Zimbabwe.
As Polat, we have come up with a cocktail of reforms, which were the key requirements as we were formed as Polat, that we should deliver electoral reforms. So we have put up proposals that we have submitted to both government and ZANU-PF for adoption. I can confidently say they've been signed, agreed to, and we are hoping that they'll be adopted into the Electoral Act. We believe that as a country, it is high time that we mature in terms of holding our elections. We can't afford as a nation to have disputed elections. One of the challenges that we have as a country is the issue around electoral violence. And as Pollard, we are saying, no, there's no space in our political space. Violence has no space in our political space. We are preaching the message of peace, love, unity, and tolerance for all our players. Let's continue to preach the message of peace to our followers so that at the end of the day, we can say we have held credible elections.
That was Kwanele Hlabangana, leader of the Opposition Republican Party of Zimbabwe. The Opposition Citizens Coalition for Change also says there is need for broad reforms before the crucial elections. Ms. Fazaima Ayere, CCC interim spokesperson, had a chat with our correspondent, Godwin Manguja, about this issue.
The CCC is still working with the Rakosi. Nyama reforms are knowing that an election in Kuya cannot start in Kuya 2023. No further opportunities for Shakanyanya. My MP, Edward Kutara, Parliament, Kuchima reforms, and Gai, we are putting Temu, Saruzo, E. Manganis, Venational, Iwa Mumbiro, and Temu, County Constitution. Chubonam Saruzo, Zema violations, Rukitika, Paninyatze, Mirishonga, Paninyatze, Kuro, Kuevanu. My assisted voters, my sample, Kuba Kumani Kitravan, Kuba for voters and PF, Chukuno Shakari, Kuji voters, Roido, and Akmira Shakanaka, teaches one of Shakari, Kutivanu Shandira Zek, Vanuoni Kwaivo, instead you could write independent, cannot impartial, Varbutura side is and PF Saka Jose Jojo, Jinjrofa Nakongorua, Chukuna Tauranabu and Meku Zek, Asi Shakari Chana Kumatari, next to Shandi, so political pressure could turn a good reforms, Iwao, Aito. Zvikuru zvatiri kuda kuti zvivandudzwe zvinosanganisa nyaya yekuti voters roll igadziriswe nyaya yekuti vanhu vanoshaya mazita avo voters roll uye kuti vanhu vanochinjwa mapolling station avo zvisiri pamutemo inofanirwa kupera nyaya yekuti vanoshandira ZEC vanhu ve either Mauto kana kuti vanhu vanotora side yezanupf nyaya iyo inofanirwa kuongororwa zvakare nyaya yekutengwa kwepolling material kana kuti maballot paper inofanirwa kuongororwa kunzi vanenge vatenga sei zvese zvive pachena zvakare nyaya yekuti vanhu vanobatsirwa vachipindwa navo muballot box kunovhota zvatakaona kuchipinge nekukariba zvinofanirwa kucherechedzwa nyaya yekuti masabhuku anomanikidza vanhu kuti vavhotere zanupf nyaya yekushandiswa kwechikafu vote buying zvose izvo zvinofanirwa kucherechedzwa isu tiri kutaura kuti SADC nenyika dzose dziri muSouthern Africa dzinge dzichitarisa nyaya idzodzo kuitira kuti tisazoita imwe sarudzo inenge ine mhirizhonga kana kuti inozonetsa inozoenda kumatare vanhu vasingawirirani zvikaitwa maererano nemutemo neconstitution hatizoonekwa tichiita mhirizhonga kama elections edu
tiri kuona maane nguva taura nezvinhu zvese izvi. Saka mune chimbere chekuti rwendo runozvichagadziriswa tisati taenda kusarudzo dzegore rinouya.
Isusu tinotenda kuti tichashandisa matanho ose atinawo, tichaenda kumatare, tichashandisa mademonstration, tichataura kuti mareforms aitwe.
That was Ms. Fatima Harris, spokesperson of the opposition Citizens Coalition for Change, led by Nelson Chamisa. To discuss the current situation in Zimbabwe and electoral reforms, we are joined by Mrs. Priscilla Ndlovu, an independent political commentator based in Washington State, USA. Welcome to the program, Mrs. Ndlovu. Mrs. Ndlovu, can you hear me? So I think she cannot hear me there. I'm trying to get hold of Mrs. Ndlovu. Can you hear me? Yeah, I think she has got...
Yes, I can.
Yes, now I can hear you. Welcome to the program, Mrs. Lovo. Yes, I think she has got some slight issues there. Yes, so I think she's got some challenges. So we are talking about electoral reforms in Zimbabwe, and we heard from Mr. Matuku, Professor Lavmo Matuku, saying that they've got a set of proposals that they came out with. And some of the proposals, you know, they include the announcement of election results, which they want them to be announced at a certain given time. They want to have opposition parties to have access to public media. So, Professor Lavmo Matuku, the political leaders action group. Ekona kona ngale eZimbabwe ebeza ukuthi balungise konoko kuhluphayo. So ngase sikangela ke kupolat konapho ungazani kufukamele uhulumende nguye ngani ubafukamele bonke kodwa abanye bathi kumele kulungise ukhetho ngoba nxa ukuthi kungalungiswanga ukhetho ngemfanelo kungamana kuhluphe ngokhetho oluzayo 2022. So now I think Priscilla Ndlovu is around. Mrs. Priscilla Ndlovu, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
So I think she still can't hear me. I don't know what the problem is. Our technicians are trying to sort it out. I think there's a slight, there's a glitch there concerning connectivity. We'll try to bring her on board shortly, so but she can't hear me at the moment. So okay, Priscilla Ndlovu, who is Mele, ukhuluma ke ngeze mbusazwe, yes, umbusazwe sibili uhani uyazazi okunye okumangalisayo. So besithi sike sixoxe la isizwe ukuthi ingabe sithini ngodaba lolu xa ukuthi singamtholi inxa singadinga omunye kwenze ukuthi sibone ukuthi singaxoxa njani labanye ngokuya kwesikhathi. So ke sizwile futhi lo baba ukwanele Hlabangana we-Republican Party of Zimbabwe esithi khona okufunakala ukuthi bakwenze kumele kwenziwe sibili kuphumelele. Kodwa kwamanje kukhanya ngazani ke sile incingo zethu ngazani azihambi ngemfanelo, silethemba lokuthi baza kulungisa bolabo enisebenzela bo khonapha. So sizababisa ke abantu okumele sikhulume labo sizwe ukuthi bathini ngakhona kokuhluphayo. So siyabona ke ku-social media abantu basilandela sibili what sponti abanye ngobani. Kulo Anthony othi ye what we need are electoral reforms, not zwini zokutamba izwi. Ndinoda kuti tiite election ekhululekileyo. So uhlanganise indimi khonapho Anthony. So ke abanye ke siyakwazi ukuthi liyasizwa khonapho kuradio, silethemba lokuthi liyaphila khonapho eZimbabwe njalo lokuthi liyakwazi ukuthi kulo khetho olubuyayo. Sizokuthiwa ke abantu abaningi babahambanga bayakhangela amagama abo kuluhlu lwamagama. Ye, so ke sizwe ke ukuthi uPriscilla Ndlovu uyangizwa yini khona manje. Nkosikazi Ndlovu, kunjani mama? Ye, so sibona ngazani ke lapha kubele ye kanye ngazani kule nkinga ye-connectivity ngazani sile problem. Priscilla Ndlovu uyangizwa mama? Ye, kanye ngazani lokhu engingamuzwa kuhle. Ngibona ngazani ke umtshina wethu kungani ubanjwe umqando. Singazithi uhamba njani ke emtshineni yethu khonapha umtshini ungani itinda ndawonye. So abantu esibacelile ukuthi babuye khonapha asibezwa kuhle ukuthi kungabe kuhamba njani. So okhetho, we all know that Zimbabwe is going to have an election next year. We have seen many moves by ZANU-PF in terms of yes. So Priscilla Ndlovu uyangizwa mama? Can you hear me? Hello, Priscilla Ndlovu, can you hear me? So I think she cannot hear me and I cannot hear her. So I think there is a breakdown in terms of communication there. We may be having a glitch, you know, in terms of connection. Mrs. Priscilla Ndlovu, can you hear me? Kungani kulohlupho. So singazi ukuthi kuyalungiswa khonokho nje ungani kuyakhathaza. Xa ukuthi ukhathaza singazi uzomunye. I think we can have another caller or to have another guest so that maybe we can have someone else because we seem to have a problem with Mrs. Priscilla Ndlovu's line. So there could be something that is going on. So ke ukhetho siyawazi ukuthi olokugcina 2018 we saw some people being killed in the streets of Harare. So at least about 6 people according to the government were gunned down by state security agents. You know, those people wanted election results as soon as possible. That is the presidential election results. So it took a couple of days before the government actually announced those results, which were actually challenged in the Constitutional Court or the Electoral Court by the MTC, then led by Nelson Chamisa. So they actually said, no, Mr. Emmerson Mnangagwa did not win fairly. So, but after a hearing in court, the court actually declared Mnangagwa the winner. So up to now, people don't even know the number of votes that made Mr. Mnangagwa to be president. But, you know, the last time we heard, the figure was just roughly about 50-point-something% or 51% somewhere there. So there are so many issues that are affecting what is happening in Zimbabwe right now as we speak. And one of those issues that people really want to see happening as per Matuku's description, they want people to vote freely. They want people to access the voter's roll before the voter's roll is sent to the public. So I'm told that Priscilla Ndlovu may be around right now. Mrs. Priscilla Ndlovu, welcome to the show. Yeah, so today I think we are very unlucky because our lines have got some problems. So we don't know. Priscilla Ndlovu, we are going to mama kona picumeni. Yeah, kimi ngapa mchina nyawizo sibili kotwa. Yena kanga ngizwa. I think ukuthi ukhuluma engale mina ngingapha. So ke singazi ukuthi bangofisa njani. Kanye kule problem ina leyo. So let's hope ukuthi ubazangena abantu ku program sikhoqeni. So nasi utawula nenyaya yama economic reforms. Sorry, yama electoral reforms. Zichakadzi rayire sarudzosati raitika in 2023. So we're waiting to see what the government is going to do, you know, about some of these electoral reforms that Pollard is demanding. So Pollard is an appendage, sort of like, of the government, and it is led by the president, Emmerson Mnangagwa. Mr. Nelson Chamisa of CCC actually boycotted Pollard, saying it is a group of people that don't have any political clout in Zimbabwe. So there's that problem. So I think I can hear Mrs. Priscilla Ndlovu now. Mrs. Priscilla Ndlovu, can you hear me? Yeah, there was a bit of movement there, but I think she has since disappeared again in terms of the airline is not getting through. So we've got another caller, another person here who posted a message on our social media platform, that is Twitter, is saying we all need electoral reforms so that Zimbabwe can become a truly democratic society. Thank you so much there. We also have Mbuso Mhlanga, othi khona yes. Yacela ukuthi kube lama electoral reforms akhanyayo kwele Zimbabwe. Sizele ukuthi khonapho ke kulunge sibuyele ekhaya siye sebenza sikhona ngale hatshi lapha kule South Africa lapha esikhona. Yes, yambuza futhi like khonapho umnumzana Mbuso Mhlanga uyakhuluma. Lina lithini ngakho konke konoko ungazani kubhekane labantu bakwele Zimbabwe. So siyabona njalo ke ukuthi kulomunye ongani ufisa ukuthi angene kuhlelo kodwa hayi okwamanje ngazani inombolo zicingo zethu ngazisebenzi kuhle. Besizama ukuthi sithole ke unkosikazi Priscilla Ndlovu okhona ngale ke Washington State khonapha ke kwele Melika kodwa ungazani inombolo zakhe namhla kungani kuyabheda into azihambe ngemfanelo. So ke singazi ukuthi ukuhamba njani imitshina yethu sibona ngazani iba njengomqando kumbe ngapha kuyatshisa kungani itshiswe kakhulu. So ayisesebenzi ngemfanelo. Ye, siyacabangela khonokho. Kodwa ama-technicians ethu azama ukuthi akulungise konke khonokho. So ke siyabona ukuthi singazama abanye sizwe ukuthi bathini ngakho konke lokho okwenzakalayo. So siyacela kumbe umanjinela adinge ubusane Mbuso Mdini sizwe ukuthi yena angathini ngodaba lolo. Engikwaziyo ukuthi nxa ukuthi kule line eyodwa kuyamele bekhiphe omunye kungena omunye. So siyabona njalo ke ukuthi kulale message enye esiyibona khonapha evela kumvelo umvelo ngakwaSibanda. Umvelo Sibanda ukuthi hayi Dube siyalibona khona ngapho eMelika kodwa sicela lisincedise ukuthi silungise ama-electoral reforms. Ye, singazi ukuthi kuyahamba njani mfowethu. Sibona zani mvelo kungakulungela lawe nxa ukuthi ungasebenza ulungise okufisayo. Ye, kube sekusiba lo munye ukuthi ngusisandra Moyo. Sisandra Moyo ukhuluma ngesiNdebele lapho ukuthi ye, siyalibona lonke likhuluma ama-electoral reforms. Kodwa kula nto ezalungiswa kuze kuyefika ukhetho luka-2023. So yakhuluma lapha uSandra. So ngakhulu uSandra ngumlayezelo wakho kulangapho lapho khona uthi uko Bulawayo kontuthu ziyathunxa. Sibona ke kulo munye uthi ngusamadu, Samadu kunjani kulangapho lapho khona. So uSamadu uthi ye, siyalizwa sibili khuluma nge-electoral reforms kodwa Zimbabwe lokho kakusoze kwenzakale. Yes, sawuzwa kakhulu. So now I think we are coming to the end of our show today. So we are sorry that our lines did not work in a good way. We hope to meet you once again next week. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington saying, good night, Zimbabwe.